Welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book. It's just Mummy Ninja today, and today we are reading a book by probably one of my favorite actors and authors, David Walliams. Now, he writes a lot of hilarious kids' books, and he has written a picture book. So, it's called Little Monsters. So, let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a little werewolf with a big problem. His voice was really, really squeaky. Whenever there was a full moon, Howler howled so high that all the other werewolves howled with laughter. Howler hated feeling like the odd one out, so Papa Werewolf and Mama Werewolf sent their son off to monster school, where he could learn how to be frightening. But Howler found the school frightening. He wasn't sure who to be more afraid of, the teachers or the pupils. Howler took a seat at the back of the classroom. Suddenly, their teacher whooshed in on her broomstick, smashing the skeleton to pieces as she did so. "The first lesson of the day," announced Mrs. Spell, "is how to pull a scary face. Show me your scariest one." The vampire flashes his fangs. The ghost grinned a ghouly grin. The skeleton showed a sinister smile. All eyes turned to Howler. "You!" snarled Mrs. Spell, pointing to her new pupil. "Yes, miss?" "Show me your scariest face, now!" The little werewolf did his best. He bulged his eyes out, wagged his ears, and stuck out his tongue. Instead of looking scary, he looked like he was blowing off. All the other little monsters hooted with laughter. "You couldn't scare a fly," mocked the teacher. "The second lesson of the day is spooking," announced Mrs. Spell in the school hall. The witch ordered the mummy to stand still with his back turned. One by one, the little monsters did their best to creep up on him. The vampire flew, the ghost floated, the skeleton rattled. Finally, it was Howler's turn. The little werewolf was so nervous he tripped over his own tail. He tumbled over and over again, landing by the skeleton's feet. "You couldn't scare a flea," snorted Spell. Next, the teacher led the little monsters down steep stone steps. "The final lesson of the day is gruesome growls," she said, her voice echoing around the dark dungeon. "Oh no," thought the little werewolf with the squeakiest voice, "my worst nightmare." "Hiss," went the vampire. "Ooh," went the ghost. "Snarl," went the skeleton. "Howler," barked the teacher, "your turn." "But now," demanded the witch. Trembling with fear, Howler howled higher than before. "Ooh." "Howler," bowed Mrs. Spell, "you couldn't scare a nit. You're a disgrace to monster school. To the headmaster's office at once." "Howler, you will never ever be a monster," boomed Mr. Ogre. "Please, sir." "You're expelled from monster school." A tear welled in Howler's eye. Sulking back home to the forest, the werewolf spotted another little group of monsters going door to door and saying, "Trick or treat." These monsters were different. As he drew closer, Howler saw that they were little humans dressed up as monsters. It was Halloween. "Wow, cool werewolf costume," said an alien on spotting him. "Are you on your own?" asked a spider. Howler nodded sheepishly. None of the kids realized Howler was a real-life werewolf. "Come and join us," said the shark. "Thanks," exclaimed Howler, smiling for the first time in ages. "You look so scary. You can go at the front," said the alien. Howler wasn't so sure. He gulped before he knocked on the first door, sure he couldn't even scare a nit. But before the werewolf could even say trick or treat, the man at the door screamed. "Aah!" He threw a hail of sweets at the little monsters. The kids caught them and were over the moon. They had never had so many treats. With Howler leading the pack, the same thing happened at house after house. Ah, help! No, yikes! Soon, more and more little monsters from all over town joined in the fun. As no one dared to say trick to the little werewolf, there were treats for everyone. Now it was late and they'd knocked on all the doors. The little monsters were stuffed full of sweets and ready to head home to bed. But there was still one more person Howler was determined to scare. Can you guess who? Just one more. Follow me, he said. Soon they had reached a monster school. When I hold up my paw, I want you all to do your loudest howl, announced Howler. All the kids grinned from ear to ear. This is going to be fun. Swoosh, hissed Howler as he crept into the classroom where Mrs. Spell was busy marking homework. Howler raised his paw and led them all on the loudest howl. Screamed the teacher, shooting out of her chair. She bounced off the ceiling, she bounced off the walls, and she bounced off the floor before bouncing right into the headmaster, who had appeared at the door. What is the meaning of this? Thundered Mr. Ogre as the little monsters helped him up. It looks like I can scare after all, sir, replied Howler. The headmaster looked down at the crumpled witch by his feet. Mrs. Spell was out cold. Howler, I was wrong. You are scary. May I welcome you back to Monster School? The little werewolf looked around at the kids in the costume. No thanks. I'm going to stick with my new friends. All the little monsters broke out in a howl of happiness. Woohoo! What about Papa Werewolf and Mummy Werewolf? They couldn't have been happier that their son was happy just being himself. Howler did go to school with his new friends, so when you are at school, look around your classroom. Sitting in the back, there might be a little monster. It's cool to be the odd one out. Wow, that was a really cool book. I loved it. Now, if you would like to get in touch with the Two Ninjas, we have a brand new email address. It's thetwoninjaschannel@gmail.com. That's thetwoninjaschannel@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to support the show, in the show notes below will be a link if you would like to donate anything so we can buy some new books. But remember to reach out to the Two Ninjas if you'd like us to read a book or have a shout out. All right, boys and girls, talk to you all soon. Bye.